USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has pardoned five men convicted of crimes, including theft, fraud, and drug trafficking, in addition to commuting the sentences of two others. The president commuted the sentences of Ted Sewell, who was convicted of bribery related to Medicaid fraud, and Ronan Nayami, a Florida man convicted of selling synthetic marijuana. The White House says he has five young children and his wife is suffering from terminal cancer. Trump's clemency action to date have tended to focus on household names and conservatives, including champion boxer Jack Johnson, former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza, and media mogul Conrad Black. He also freed Alice Johnson, who was serving life without parole for drug offenses after her case was championed by reality star Kim Kardashian West. Don't forget, you can listen to us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Senate has failed in a bid to override a series of vetoes issued by President Trump, allowing the administration to move forward to sell billions of dollars of weapons to Saudi Arabia. Republican from Nebraska Bob Sass had this to say.
So we don't do arms sales for the purposes of the profits from arms sales. We do arms sales because we want to be allied with different countries around the globe that believe in our values.
Trump's decision to sell the weapons in a way that would have bypassed congressional review infuriated lawmakers from both parties. In a bipartisan pushback, Republicans and Democrats banded together to pass resolutions blocking the $8.1 billion weapons sales to the U.S. allies in the Persian Gulf. A vote to override Trump's vetoes failed 45-40, and a two-thirds vote was needed. The White House argued that stopping the sales would send a signal that the United States does not stand by its partners and allies, particularly at a time when threats from hostile countries such as Iran are increasing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The FBI alleges that a former software engineer from Seattle has been arrested in connection with a massive data breach that potentially puts over 100 million Capital One credit card applicants at risk. Paige A. Thompson, age 33, allegedly accessed information from Capital One Bank through a faulty web application firewall, then posted the data to an information sharing site, according to the criminal complaint. News about Capital One's breach comes 1 week after credit reporting company Equifax settled federal and state probes for a record $650 million for a 2017 data breach of personal information. There's a serious mental health crisis affecting the New York City Police Department. Within the last month, five officers have committed suicide. New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
Depression is real. People need to understand that. This is not, okay, I don't feel myself, I feel down, I'll bring myself out of it. Sometimes it's a downward spiral that unless there's intervention from the outside, it's not going to stop.
And across the United States, more police officers have died by suicide in the last 5 years than in the line of duty. Law enforcement agencies are now beginning to reach out to officers in need, but the problems start as the officers feel afraid or they think there'll be job repercussions if they come forward. If you or anyone you know is considering suicide, call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.